Easter week, our Savior, Jesus Christ, fulfilled the atonement which included his suffering in Gethsemane, his crucifixion on Golgotha, and his resurrection from the tomb during the last week of his life. In the council in heaven before the earth was created, Heavenly Father presented his plan for us, his children. We shouted for joy when Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to carry out the plan of salvation. See Job chapter 38, verse 7, and Abraham chapter 3, verse 27. Born of Mary at Bethlehem, Jesus lived a sinless life. Because of his atonement, we can return to live with our Heavenly Father and receive eternal life. Jesus Christ will come again in power and glory to dwell on the earth during the millennium, and he will stand as judge of all people at the last day. Following are images from the Bible videos that portray the last week of the Savior's life. Consider reading the scripture verses listed for each image. For a full chronology of events, refer to the Harmony of the Four Gospels in the Bible Dictionary or the Guide to the Scriptures. The Bible videos are available at BibleVideos.LDS.org. On the fifth day before Passover, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, as was prophesied. People recognized him as their king, shouted, "Hosanna!" and placed their garments and palm fronds on the ground in front of the donkey. See Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. For the second time during his mortal ministry, Jesus cleansed the courts of the temple. "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves," he told the money changers, Matthew chapter 21, verse 13. Then many of the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw his miracles, they became angry and sought for a way to destroy him. See Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 17, Mark chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, condescended to come to earth to redeem all people from the fall. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 16 through 22, verses 26 through 33, Alma chapter 7, verses 10 through 13. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Savior knelt and prayed, his agony for the sins of the world causing him to tremble because of pain and to bleed at every pore and to suffer both body and spirit. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18. Soon Judas Iscariot and a multitude of armed men arrested Jesus, and all the disciples forsook the Lord and fled. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 56, Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 50, Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 53. Throughout the week, the Savior delivered some of his most memorable sermons, including his teachings about the widow's mite. See Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. During his last meal, Jesus promised his apostles that they would receive the Comforter, or Holy Ghost, when he was gone. He taught them to remember him by partaking of the sacrament. At the end of the evening, Jesus offered the intercessory prayer, where he prayed that the disciples might become one in unity. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 30, Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26, Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 32, John chapters 13 through 17. After an illegal trial and cruel scourging, Jesus Christ allowed himself to be crucified, completing the great and last sacrifice that made salvation possible for all the children of God. See Alma chapter 34, verses 14 through 15. Before nightfall, Jesus' followers removed his body from the cross, dressed him in linen and spices, and laid him in a tomb. See Matthew chapter 27, Luke chapter 23, Mark chapter 15, and John chapter 19. Sunday morning dawned, and Mary Magdalene and other faithful women arrived at the tomb to further anoint Jesus' body. They found the stone of the tomb rolled away, and two angels who declared joyous tidings, "He is not here, for he is risen." Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. The resurrected Savior had conquered physical death and made it possible for each of us to live again. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. See Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapter 20. End of the article, Easter week.